As we are aware that God said unto us that he is raising up a people, a nation, a generation, that in these days that we're living in, a nation will be born. It has always been God's plan to have up a people, a nation. God always had a plan to have a nation. In the beginning, the Bible says, God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So God had that plan of having people who must operate in his image. God had that infinite plan to have people who would operate in his likeness. So this has always been the plan of God. God wants a people who can operate in his image. Well, the scripture says that God wanted to have this man have dominion or be the ruler over everything on earth. There is no intention, no any place whatsoever where God wanted a man to be ruled by anything. Man was put in charge over everything, whether in the air, on land, even in water. God wanted you as a man to have that exclusive leadership and dominance above everything. So in verse 26 of Genesis 1, we see this plan being outlined, where the scripture says, God said, let us make man in our image. Okay? After our likeness. And let them have dominion. If you see the word there, it's not a single word, it's a plural word. Let them. Let us create man, but let them. So God had us, not just Adam. Let them. So God had this ultimate plan to have you and I dominate, have dominion. I want you to say dominion.
Dominion.
Say it again.
Dominion.
Say dominion over everything.
Dominion over everything.
Say dominion over everything around me. So when we say dominion, it means it's you in charge. But what's happening, a lot of people do not have the dominion because the enemy is ruling them. But God's plan is for you to have dominion, to be above everything. And that first kingdom failed. That was the first kingdom that God wanted. What happened? Adam sinned against God. Yet God wanted to rule this world through man. If you see the scripture, the Bible says, let them have dominion. God never said, I will have dominion on earth. The reason the earth was created was not for God to have dominion here. It is man having dominion, not God. So if God will have dominion on earth, he will have that dominion through a man. That's why no matter how God loves you, if you are demon possessed, no matter how God loves you, he will not remove demons out of you. He would want someone to say out. Oh, you didn't hear me. No matter how. So God, for God so loved the world that he sent his only what? Whosoever believes in him should be what? Should not perish but have what? On salvation, he can just save you without anyone else. On your own, you can what? Be saved. In your room, you can receive Jesus. But trust you me, when it comes to healing, Jesus Christ says they will not be healed on their own. He says, you shall lay your hands on the sick. Did you hear that? On salvation, whosoever believes. On healing, he says what? You shall lay your hands on the sick. He says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for elders. Oh, you didn't hear that. It doesn't say, is anyone among you sick? Let him pray for healing. He says, let him pray. Let him call for elders. Salvation in your house, you can say, Father, Lord, I ask for forgiveness. He will forgive you. But when we are dealing with issues to do with healing, deliverance, these issues are dominion issues. God has no audacity and power over them. He left that power on earth to a man. You have the power to command sickness to come out. You have the power through his name to command demons to come out. He has no power on earth because he gave that power to man. So the Bible says God gave the power to Adam and to man. He said, you must be in my image, in my likeness. If you see a sickness, you will be the one commanding it out. Because I am not the one on earth. You are in my likeness on earth. You are in my image on earth. Why should I have you in my likeness on earth? And then I should also come down and do what you're supposed to do. So anything to do with dominion, it is with man. Then the Bible says in verse 28, and God blessed them. In verse 28. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Who will subdue? It is not God who will subdue it. Come on, are you hearing me? It isn't God who will subdue it. It is you. It is you. God didn't say, and God blessed them and he said, I will subdue it for you. No. He said, subdue. You get that? Or you didn't get it? God said, who must subdue? Come on, speak louder. Who must subdue?
Yes.
So to subdue means to it is the type of invasion. When someone says to subdue, it is when an invader or when a military troop or when soldiers come in a territory and seize the power from whosoever was ruling there, they say we subdued the land. Meaning that whatsoever was in control has been put under my control. That's to subdue. So if there is something trying to control me, I then control it. I have subdued it. So God is not going to do it for us. The power was given to man. So God wanted a kingdom, a people who must be moving the whole world, subduing, multiplying, replenishing, ruling, dominating in the air, on land, in water. And that plan that God had in the beginning failed because of Eve and Adam. Am I talking to somebody here? That's why God was so angry. And he said, wait a minute, are you hearing me? God said, wait a minute, this wasn't my intention. I was not planning that you should fail. You must be very careful, sir. Whosoever is watching me. Hey, listen, everyone else, listen to me. If God has a plan through you and it fails, my friend, you pay the consequences. Because some of you, when God looks at you, he sees a nation. Some of you, God sees a lot of people behind you. And when you are messing up, God goes like, do you know who you are? You following, right? So I want us to see. So the first failed. And God said, wait a minute. Adam failed, but I'm going to raise up another nation that will not fail. So God went to Abraham. Come on, say, I'm hearing you, prophet. God went to Abraham and said, Abraham, I want to continue my plan. Are you ready? Abraham said, I'm ready. So God said, leave your father and your mother to a place I'll show you. He said, there I will raise you into a new nation. There, in Genesis 12, from verse 1, 2, 3. Let's see. God's plan for a nation. God says what? He says, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of your country and from thy kindred and unto your father's house and to a land that I will show thee. In verse 2, he says, and I will make of thee a what? I'll make of thee a great nation. So God has a plan to make a great nation. That's where a plan is coming now of a nation. So what is this plan that God has? He says, through you, Abraham, I shall raise a nation. And Abraham had a son. His name was who? Isaac. Isaac had two children. Who and who? Do you know what God said when the wife of Isaac was pregnant? Do you know what God said? He said, two nations are in you. Then God, he speaks a prophecy. He said the other one is a secular nation, the whole world. Just people who don't know me. But the other one is my nation. And the Bible says before they were even born, God hated the other one and loved his own nation, Esau and Jacob. And God makes a prophecy. He says, and my nation among these two children, Jacob is my nation, Esau is a normal world. And God predicts the future. He says, the normal world will save my nation. I didn't hear it. He says, the secular world will save my nation. He says, and the elder one will save the younger. The younger one is Jacob, because through Jacob, his name will change from Jacob to Israel. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? Jacob will change his name to what? And Jacob will have 12 children, which will make a nation called what? Israel. So God now comes in and he says, I will bring a nation, and there'll be two nations, the secular one and my nation. So we see the plan of God planning from way back of his nation. And through Jacob, we see them going to Egypt, and a nation is born called what? The nation is born called what? Israel. And they're living and they are moving in the wilderness. God is making a nation. But remember how the nation was born. When they were leaving Egypt, the Bible says, God made sure they left with gold, diamonds, money. And the Bible says the whole economy of Egypt collapsed. Because this nation is money.
A nation. My God.
There was wealth transfer from the hands of Egyptians to the hands of the Israelites. Because it's a nation of God. God knows along the way they have to build a tabernacle. They must build a sanctuary. They will need resources. They will need money. Along the journey, you have to build the churches. You will need the money in your pockets. Receive. Are you getting it or you got lost? Ask your neighbor, are you here or you are there? So we find out from the scripture Now, I think the neighbors want to hear it. Turn to four neighbors. Just tell them to say, you are a Jesus nation. Come on, talk to them. You see, if you do not understand this, that you belong to a kingdom of God, where he is trying to make you into a nation, you just be a nobody, just working like everyone else, like Esau. Like, do you know who you are? Ask your neighbor, do you know who you are? What are they saying? So, God now brought in another nation called Israel. Now, there is a nation. So, what did God say to this nation? If you look what God said unto this nation, it is the exact. Hello? What God spoke to other fading nations. Remember, I've told you another nation which was there before. It was a nation of who? Adam. It failed before. There was, of course, another nation which the Bible doesn't speak much about. It also failed. Okay? Apart from the Adam nation, there's another nation which the Bible talks about. It also failed. I didn't want to talk much about it. But if you check in the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 1. You are tired. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish. Exact words God spoke to Adam. Noah had the advantage that God used the same ways to him. So God destroyed the whole world with water and saved this family. And he said, maybe this family will become the nation I wanted. It also failed miserably. So God now went to Abraham. So God now knew how to make a nation. He said, now, I will not be in a hurry. I will make them go to Egypt. They will suffer. And from there, they have to go through the desert for 40 years. By the time they finish the wilderness, they will know how to worship me. Like even you, if God just woke up in the morning and made you a millionaire, I could have left the church. The things you are passing through, by the time you are done, you will know how to worship. God knows it. So in the beginning, God just from nowhere, he just missed Adam and he said, be fruitful, multiply. He failed it. The man was in plenty. He met Noah, just said, be fruitful and multiply. Just like that. They failed. God said, on Abraham now, he has to suffer first, praying for fruit of the womb. Lord, I need a baby. I need a baby. I need a baby. And then he has to fight with his nephew. You know, Lord, they have to argue. There's some point in time, Lord has to be kidnapped. Then Abraham has to raise up people to go and rescue him. And they suffer and they suffer. And his wife has to say, no, you know what? Maybe sleep with our maid. Then Abraham has to reduce himself to sleep with a maid. Then they have to chase the maid. He has to go through all the process to this nation is so painful because God now is no longer saying be fruitful and multiply just like that. You are crazy. God understands now. So Abraham, after suffering, he does not see the nation. It is his child, Isaac. God says, no. In fact, this Isaac also, take him, go and kill him. Abraham said, I thought you said he has to take his son for sacrifice. He comes back. God says, okay, now, your wife has to die. His wife died. Before he knew it, he's also dead. His son, Isaac, is also dead. The two children. For a blessing, they have to fight. And no one has to run away with a blessing. A nation promised by God has to go through these things. He has to go to his uncle's house and save as a servant. For 21 years, 14 years just to marry a nation of God. I receive my Jesus nation. You will be tested first. You will be tested. You think God is doing that again, which he did to Adam. You say, be fruitful, multiply. He goes to Noah, be fruitful and multiply. God changed strategy. So if God wants to do it now, he has to test you first. He has to put you in the fire. He has to put you in the furnace. He has to check. So now, God says, now Jacob has to go to Egypt with his children. From there, they became slaves, not servants, but slaves, working for nothing. After working for nothing. Then now God now said, Moses, I've heard their cry. Today. I have seen their tears. 400 years later, God said, I've now heard their. After they learned speaking in tongues, shaka, ba, 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 climbing mountains, God said, Now we are talking. Because if I will just bless you, you will run away. So God came down and said to Moses, Moses, in Deuteronomy 8, verse 18, he says, from verse 15, 16, 17, 18, he says, Moses, I'm about to fulfill my promise of making you a nation. However, if you get this blessing, do not think it's your wisdom. Do not think it is your ability. Because God had an experience with Adam. He had an experience with Noah. When he makes people into a great nation, they begin to think it's them. So God says, I'm doing it again, but this time around. So God had to start removing everyone murmuring. The Bible says, whosoever was murmuring along the way, God removed. There are some people today in the Jesus nation who are murmuring. God is removing them. Sorry for murmuring is all. So God has always had a plan to come up with a nation, a people he can affiliate himself to. Now, after raising this nation of Israel, God had issues with them. They became idol worshippers. Then God came down and he said, I'll raise up another nation. So God speaks to Ahaz. In Isaiah chapter 7, God speaks to Ahaz. He said, I'll give you a sign. I'll give you a sign. What will be this sign? Another nation is coming. And this sign will be a sign of Emmanuel. Someone will be born who will rule this nation. Who is this person? Jesus. So Jesus is now born for another nation. The whole type of leadership and things in this nation are completely different with the Israel type of a nation. The Israel type of a nation, it is an earthly government. But Jesus comes with a kingdom government whose ruler, according to Isaiah 9, the government shall be on his shoulder. He shall be the Prince of Peace. And he shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. So the plan of a nation is continuing. So God says that. Somebody say, hear you, prophet. You can get that right. You need to know this. So a nation will be born. So Jesus Christ is born and is crucified. After being crucified, he says, wait in Jerusalem until I fill you with what? The Holy Spirit. I tell you all the times, the moment people do not love what people hate so much, is the waiting process. God said, wait. Wait in Jerusalem. Most people do not like this moment, the waiting moment, when God says, wait. Lord, I need a miracle now. God says, wait. I need it now. Wait. Wait in Jerusalem. God likes these things of saying, wait. So they had to wait. So a nation is being born. But this nation has a problem. In Revelation chapter 2, John is speaking the difficulties of this nation. So he begins to write letters. How this nation will have problems. Then he writes to Sardis. A church called Sardis will rise up. This church will compromise. They will claim they have got life, but they are dead. So John writes unto the church he was seeing, which will rise in the last days, the church of Philadelphia, or the Jesus Nation Church. He says, this church, writes he, who has the keys of David. He says, this church will not compromise. It is a church that Jesus will come for. In chapter 3 of Revelation, verse 11, he says, behold, I am coming quickly. He is addressing this church of Philadelphia, the only church that Jesus is promising of his return. The Jesus Nation. Look at your neighbor. Say, you are in a nation that Jesus is raising. So now we are back into that nation. What will happen in this nation? God says, I will no longer say be fruitful. I will no longer going to say multiply. But this time around, I'll give this nation the keys of David. So from verse 7, verse 8 of Revelation chapter 3, God is giving this church the keys of David. He says, when you open, no one will close. And when you close, no one will shut. And it says, he who shall overcome shall be made the pillar in my temple. It is in this church where God raised up pillars in the church. Leadership pillars. Prayer pillars. Ministry pillars. Financial pillars. So God said, those who shall overcome, I will make them into what? Pillars in my temple. Now, in conclusion that I want you to hear, God is not just interested in raising up a group of his nation, but God has got a desire to raise individuals, you as a person. He has a plan with you. I want you to see how God is determined to raise individuals. I'm going to give you an example of Cyrus in Isaiah 45 from verse 1. What does God say? And I want you to see this and put your name in there. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden. Give me NIV for everybody to read along. All right. This is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of. To do what? You see? To subdue nations. But this time around, God is telling an individual. He's not telling a nation. He's saying, I want you to subdue. To subdue means to strip people of their power. Anything around you, if it is a sickness, if it's a demonic principality or entity, you are the one who takes charge over it. You rule above it. You dominate above it. To subdue. If there is a business in town and you want to have the same business, you subdue other businesses. You take over. You rule above. If there are people in town doing the same thing you are doing, you go above, you dominate, you subdue, you take over. God is possessed so much. Hear this. Hear this. God is so much possessed with the power of subduing. He's heavily possessed. He has so much. He is in his circumference. He is so much into subduing and taking over. And he wants his people. He wants to have people who can just tap the anointing and do what he does. God is obsessed with subduing. He told Adam, subdue. He told Noah, subdue. He told Cyrus, subdue. Major one. So, God gets shocked when he sees you being subdued. And God goes like, what's happening over here? Like, I don't know what's happening with my life. Everything is going down. Hallelujah. Which hallelujah are you talking about? I didn't know. You know, he just reminded me of a wonderful thing. Now it makes sense. Actually, I'm thinking about it now. When God gave us a promise that you are going into a land of milk and honey. You know, we are moving. You remember that part? Okay. Do you remember that year? Remember that year? The year of what? I didn't understand it. It was a prophecy that we are going into a nation. And then boom. The Jesus nation. So I want you to hear this. Are you understanding somebody? You must hear this. God is not just interested in raising a nation. He is also interested in raising what? Individuals. So God says to Cyrus, I want you to, I want us to read together. He says what? He says, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus. Whose right hand I take hold to subdue. Not to be subdued, but to subdue. I told you before, me, I don't cry. I don't go like, Father, oh my God. You will never even hear me answering them. They talk, they can speak, they can say, they can think. It doesn't matter. But Major One has never gone down. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because I don't say, Father, Lord, oh Lord, silence them. No. I have no time to bother the whole God in heaven to leave his throne to come and silence you. I will silence you myself. I just go in my room like Daniel. I say, every mouth rising against me, I silence you now. In the name of Jesus. Not Father, Lord, oh God, look at my enemy. Oh Father, come down and silence them. You mean God should leave heaven? Where are you going? In Chitungwiza, in Zimbabwe. To do what? To silence someone. Are you okay? We are not living in the days where we are begging. No. No, no, no. Jesus Christ didn't come to tell us that. He said, Jesus Christ said, whosoever, did you hear that? He said, whosoever shall have faith and say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have whatsoever he shall say. Not he shall have whatsoever he shall pray. Better pray, but beg. He never said you shall have what you shall beg. He never said you shall have what you shall. He said you shall say. So God, in the Jesus nation, he's looking for people he can raise as individuals. These will be giants. they will say to rain, no rain, and there will be no rain. They shall say to rain, rain, and it shall rain. They shall say to mountains, move, and the mountains shall move. They shall say to trees, dry, and trees will dry. They shall say to doors, open, and doors will open. They shall say to gates, break, and gates shall break. They shall say to chains, loose, and chains shall loose. Receive in the name of Jesus. God is raising up giants in the church. You see, the reason why sin continues to dominate the church, because people are dominated. Can you imagine if you operate from the point of dominance, where you control Satan? Well, not where he controls you, but where you have the power to control him. That's who you are. You hear that? That's who you are. Try it. Go in your room and close the door and speak things and never doubt them and watch what will happen. Amen. So we cannot be talking about the Jesus nation, yet we have you as a nobody. We are the Jesus nation. You go home. Aish. My life. What's the problem? Aish. Ah, only God knows. Yo. On a Sunday, we are. It will never work. Go home and show who you are. Touch the wall of your house like this. And say, in this house, no more poverty. In the name of Jesus. Go to your kitchen. Rakaparebos. Shakaparamande. Rakakatu prakatoya. Are you here, somebody? I love operating that level. You are not being raised just like the Jesus nation as a group. No, within that group, when God was raising a nation of Israel, within that nation of Israel, there were those who were doubting. They said, we have seen the land, but the people who are there are stronger than us. Among them, some were giants. They said, no, the likes of Joshua. He said, no. He said, we are stronger than them. And God will give us victory. They began to make declarations. In the name of our God, we shall conquer the land. In the name, they began to make declarations. Not, I don't know, we are like a grasshopper. They said, Moses, we saw the place. You mean you brought us from Egypt to that place? We went to spy it. He said, the people who are there are stronger than us. And they are descendants of Anak. The Bible says, even Moses, the whole day, lied down. He didn't know what to say, what to answer. The whole day, he was on the floor. It is Joshua who stood up. And they said, ladies and gentlemen, because of that stance that Joshua stood up, God is saying, Joshua, you are the one who will lead and you will take over. Do not fear your situation. Do not fear what you are passing through. Do not fear the circumstance, whatever is happening around you. You have the power. What is happening around you, stop it. Don't ask God, Father, Lord, why? Why am I passing? You have got questions. You can ask God the whole day if you met him face to face. No wonder he will never show up to you. Because the day you meet God, you ask him questions. Like, I don't know, why am I passing through this? Why all the times? You have the power to stop the enemy now. God wants to raise you as a person. In Romans chapter 9, verse 17, do you know what the Bible says? I want you to read this in NIV. And we'll read together. That's the last Last verse we'll be reading. Okay. Now, you ready for this one? Raise your right hand. Just raise your hand. Say, as I raise my hand. Say, as I raise my hand. I decree and I declare. God will raise me as an individual. To save in the Jesus nation. God will raise me as a person. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. NKJV, I want us to read together, right? All of us. Did you understand? He says, for this purpose, I have raised you. So if you want God to raise you up, there must be a purpose.
Amen. Amen.
I want God to raise me financially. There must be a purpose. For what purpose? I want God to raise me in ministry. For what purpose? For this purpose, I have raised you up. What purpose? The Jesus nation. Purpose. God will raise you up. I hate it when I see people who just come to church and say, I need a miracle. For what? For what? Jesus said, go and what? Heal the sick, cast demons, and tell them the kingdom is near you. The purpose why we are healing you, the purpose why we are casting out demons, there's a purpose. There is a kingdom. There is a nation. So you can't just wake up in the morning and say, I think I'm broke. I need to go to God for a miracle. Are you okay? So it's like you want God because you are financially not okay. That shouldn't be the purpose. Seek his kingdom first. And his righteousness first. And all other things you are looking for shall be given. First, the kingdom, the nation of God, the Jesus nation, where he is establishing a holy people, a holy nation, a holy kingdom for this very purpose of rapture. It is these people that will invade and subdue the earth. This is a wonderful moment when we remember and celebrate the revelation of the Jesus nation. God is with us. He has given us a revelation, a people, a kingdom, a nation that is holy, a peculiar, a chosen generation that is rising up to serve God for this very purpose. Having the dominance in all the seven spheres of power and influence. For God is raising up a generation that will take over so that his kingdom can rule. That his primary reason of man's creation can be fulfilled. God having his dominance over the earth, in the families, in the governments, in the ministry, in education, in art and entertainment, in every other important sphere. God wants to have his righteousness upon the earth. He is busy recruiting and putting up a people that fear his name to be in charge of business, to be in charge of politics, to be in charge of families, different things in the world. I pray that you be considered amongst the people that God is raising in this season. The secret to this is your confidence, your faith, and your determination, and your continual memorial of remembrance that God is raising you up into a nation that is called the Jesus nation. The difference between Joshua and other spies was only one. They forgot the prophecy, and Joshua remembered the prophecy. that I am not just going to make it for purpose of me and my family, but this is a prophecy for everyone who fear the name of the Lord. We, as the Jesus Nation, God is raising us up so that we can become an example and a point of reference to the world. We have been loved, and this is the turn where the older must save the younger. The world must bow at our feet. Those that claim to be Jews but are of the synagogue of Satan shall come at our feet, and they shall worship the God whom we serve, after they have seen the God whom we serve, that he is powerful in all his ways. God is raising a nation, a kingdom, a people. I pray that you are part and parcel of this movement.